This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
So both of you spoke about the community in Texas, that it's very multicultural. Obviously, both of you are from the Philippines. And as we know, there are a lot of people, not just nurses, a lot of people from the Philippines that are in Texas. But there are also a lot of people from all over the world, from other nationalities. How multicultural has your experience been? What have you seen in terms of diversity and a bigger community in Texas? Ivan, let's start with you first on this one.
Oh, I mean, I would say like Cha would be the one who could like tell more about it, because in Plano, in Plano and Frisco, the community is just so diverse, and I just actually recently experienced it when I worked in a certain hospital in Dallas. That's where I work at now. It's the biggest. I'm working in the emergency department, so it's the biggest. The busiest emergency department in the United States. And that's where I experienced cultural diversity. Like, there are basically nurses like from maybe like all countries, not like I'm exaggerating, but from all countries. Like, it depends on the unit. So there's like ICU would be coming from Indian nurses, then the CCU, PCU are coming from China, the Chinese nurses, then the observation unit are Korean nurses, then the dialysis are Mexican nurses or Hispanic nurses, then Filipino nurses are in the observation unit. Then, so basically, I mean, you just see diversity in that place, and I would just say, wow, I didn't know that there's just like a lot of nurses coming from other countries, because I haven't experienced it in Fort Worth. Like, it's only in Dallas that, but I mean, I don't know with the other hospitals, but our hospital is a county hospital. It's huge. So, I've seen in Frisco and in Plano. That's why we're also like looking at that place. Maybe we can move there in the future, because like, the community is very diverse. So when you see, there's like a lot of Asians in the place, and there's a lot of Hispanics, and like all the races are there. So it's nice when it's nice to live in a community where you experience all of those.
Yeah, and I think you're right. There are some places that are more diverse than others in Texas. Some hospitals might be more diverse than others, but there certainly it is a state where there is a lot of diversity. So if you are interested in coming to Texas or any other state in the United States, please go onto the Kinetics USA website and apply. We have many, many opportunities all over the United States, and many, many opportunities in all different places in Texas. So our team are standing by to help you. And especially if you have your NCLEX, we can pretty much have you interview right away. Cha, tell us about your experience with diversity in Texas. I know you have a short time.
Yes, so far though, Ivan is very right about that, because here in my place in Plano, like, you just go out on outside your apartment or your home, you're gonna see like diversity. There's like from Africa, there's from India, there's from Asia, like Vietnamese, Taiwanese, Korean, Filipinos. So pretty much like most of that nationalities are in here. So I think this is like a good state for those like international nurses who can like start like a brand new start in the US. It'll be like easier for them, especially if there's like on that certain place that they're going to, there is like they can adjust in way of like adjustment and then transition. Like for me here, there's a lot of like Filipino communities in here as well. And what I've learned as well is in our hospital, yeah, it's very diverse. we like different nationality, like it don't matter which area, you can see them like in one floor to another, you can see like the diversity. So, and the good thing about that, like what I've said, you learn more of their culture and then their language, just like the simple like sentences, because we have patients as well, which like needs some translator, because like this place is really diverse. So in our hospital, we have like a translator in line, and I just love learning like other cultures like that. It's really like fascinating, interesting for us to learn like new things, culture from other nationalities.
Yeah, it can be really fun and really interesting to hear about other people's backgrounds, how it's helpful to come to a place with diversity. How is it helpful to be surrounded, if you're from the Philippines, for example, to be surrounded by other Filipinos? Why is that a big plus?
I would say it would be easier for you to adjust when you have like a co-Filipino workers, and you would be like, at first, of course, when you would be like scared during your first few days. But if you have like Filipino nurses to ask from, and we'll be able to reassure you, and we'll be able to guide you with everything, like not only the workplace, then definitely that's quite reassuring. And I'm saying that like Filipinos are known to be assertive, but yeah, much better if there's more Filipino in your workplace then.
Yeah. So it really just can be helpful that you are surrounded by other people who come from the same background, and that you can help each other and pay it forward with anybody who's newly arriving. Okay, let's move on to food. Let's talk a little bit about food. I think, who was it? Ivan, I think, said you traveled 2 hours.
It's me, yeah. I have to, for like that Asian store. Because back there, I think it's not that more diverse on where I came from compared to in Texas. So like, I enjoyed really like going to grocery shop, especially like Asian markets. We have like tons of it in here in Texas. Like there's different Asian markets. So if you're craving with Asian foods as well, there's a lot of like restos. It's just near like 10 minutes away, 20 minutes away. And also Filipino restaurants, especially for the Filipinos in here like me, who's been like craving for Filipino foods, and especially the Jollibee. because back in the Philippines, I don't really like appreciate it because it's just like near to our house. But when moving here in the United States, that's one of the things that you'll realize that you just neglected back in the Philippines. But in here, it'll be like more important because there's just like some places that there's branch of Jollibee. So that's one thing, as well as like Mexican food, everything, all the like the foods, like the people, the food, it's all diverse. So that's the good thing here.
So you can get a little bit of home, and you can get that difference or that diversity. Ivan, what is your favorite American food to eat?
Oh, I mean, the most famous Texan food is the Texas barbecue. So,
yum!
Like we Roadhouse barbecue. Yeah, I mean, Chat was right. I mean, we even traveled longer than Chat when we were in New Mexico. We traveled like, for us to be able to go to the nearest Jollibee, it's 10 hours. 10 hours travel. And but yeah, for a Filipino store, an Asian store, it's like 3 hours away. So basically, you can experience or you can try to eat anything. You can eat like any type of food around the world in Texas. So I mean, like right now, I mean, like the Philippines, of course, we're just forced to eat what we have. So Filipino food is Filipino food. When you eat other delicacies, like when you eat like Japanese food, it's so expensive. So, but when you come to the United States and work in Texas or anywhere else, then I mean, for lunch we'll go to Korean. Oh, for dinner we'll go to Japan. And okay,
from anywhere around the world, food from anywhere around the world.
Breakfast tomorrow, let's try African food, and next day then let's try Brazilian, then Vietnamese, everything basically. Yeah, that's the good thing here. And the salary wise, if you can afford to
So yeah, so
into the food, yeah.
So that's important. You are able to afford it. And we're going to talk about that in a minute.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
So, Cha and Ivan, let's talk a little bit about housing. Because one of the things that many nurses want to know about is, what is the housing like? Talk to us a little bit about, I don't know, you know, what your situation is, if you have, if you are renting, if you have been able to buy a house. I know, Cha, you're just new to Texas. Can you share with everybody who's watching a little bit about the housing situation where you are living?
Right now I'm living in an apartment. So the renting in here, it's like $1,100 bucks, the payment per month. But it's the inclusion is like the water and then the sewage as well. And then also it depends really how is your like consumption. Electricity, it's like $60 to $70 is what I'm paying every month. And internet is like, it depends which plan you're going to pay. Because what we have in here is like the unlimited one. So it's like $50 per month. So pretty much I can say like the electricity in here compared where I came from in Kentucky, it's way like cheaper.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's way cheaper because back there I'm paying like, especially when it's like the regular season, I'm paying like, you know, like $100 or 110, something like that. It ranged like that. But here it's just like $60 to $70. So there's a huge difference as well with electricity. So all I can say, like it's electricity, it's way cheaper than where I came from.
Oh, so, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah.
And Cha, I know that you mentioned your family live in Odessa. Mm-hmm. How does the housing compare in Odessa to what you experience where you are?
Well, my aunt, since she's like in like a rural part of Texas back there in Odessa, it's like cheaper. But she told me it's like a $1,000 because she already purchased her house there. So they own it already because she's been here for like 35 years now. And like way of living there, she said it's like more cheaper in Odessa. And probably because it's like away from the city proper. That's why. Because like I'm asking her some stuff like the electricity and everything. She told me that it really depends on their consumption. But so far, she's just paying like $50 to $60 like that. So it's not that like too like big difference compared to me paying in here. So pretty much it's more of like, what you call this? It's like not that too different with the Odessa compared to in Plano.
Okay, so that's interesting. Because I think that it does depend where you are in Texas. You know, you're going to have, just generally speaking, a more reasonable cost of living than where I live in California, for example. But at the same time, there are differences within Texas itself. So I think that's important to mention. Ivan, tell us about the housing where you are.
Oh, we own a house. So that's the good news for people who want to come to the United States, right? It's affordable to be able to buy a house. So, like, of course, the living is more comfortable. Like, you started, like, and we also started living in an apartment. An apartment here are very spacious and very livable. Like, we came from UAE. We have like condo units. The problem is the parking, and it's more congested, smaller place here. When we went to New Mexico. So our apartments basically are bigger. So when we came to Texas, we were like planning to get an apartment. However, we have a rescue dog, and it's our dog's fault that we need to buy a house. So it's cold there because he's a big dog in New Mexico. Our apartment has a backyard, so he owns the backyard. And we were looking for a house to rent or an apartment to rent. And we couldn't find one because because our dog is big. So, okay, we said, okay, let's just try to purchase a house. As long as you have a good credit score, then you'll be able to get the house right away. So we bought a house. So what to expect in Texas? Everything is bigger in Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas.
So basically, you live here in a big house. If you're coming from another place, they would say that your house is luxurious, but it's not. It's just average. So they say you live in a mansion, but it's not. It's average. You live in a 5-bedroom house here. It's average. And you live in a very big lot, like equivalent to the Philippine lot would be 800 square meters to 1,000 square meter lot. Big backyard. There's a pool. So those are just like the things that you can benefit from working in Texas. Like, so if you in your days off, like you have your house, basically, I mean, sometimes don't need to go out because like all of the entertainment is in your house. You have the pool. We don't have the pool yet, but probably in the future we'll
that's your next goal.
Yeah, the price, the pricing of the houses depends on the area, as what you said. So Keller, Texas is more expensive than Fort Worth. Plano is more expensive than Fort Worth. But Fort Worth is also expensive. So basically, Northern Texas is more expensive than any other places in Texas. Okay. So the houses right now are expensive, but it doesn't mean that it's not affordable. It is still affordable because you earn a lot here. So the culprit for the price right now is COVID. It's the same COVID. So there's no enough supply. Everything are expensive. The cement is expensive. The wood is expensive. So basically, when you're looking at a house before, like a $400,000 house, it's now $600,000. So in a span of a year time, it rose up to by $200,000. But the good thing right now is because of the COVID also, the annual percentage rate or the interest rate is lower. So when we came in here, the annual percentage rate was still high. It was like 5.5%. Right now it's going 3%. But next year they said it's going to go up again. But anyhow, either or, I mean, it's still affordable. Your salary is still more than enough for you to be able to purchase a house. So, yeah, we're like inviting you to come here. Yeah, everything with your salary, everything is affordable. You can get a car. You can get a house. Like everything.
Living the American dream.
Yeah, that's what when you ask, like, how are you? Living the dream, like everybody.
Living the dream. I love it. So if you want to live the dream like Ivan and Shah, then apply to Kinetics USA, to our website, and we'd be happy to help you. Mm-hmm. First step to getting your green card is always the NCLEX. So refer to the Kinetics Success Card, because unfortunately, without the NCLEX, you can't do that. And I see Godfrey's asking about Austin. Housing in Austin, and Nash is asking about rent in Temple. Do you have any advice or any idea about that, Ivan or Charles, about those locations?
Temple is could be considered as county, so the housing prices are less. Actually, Temple's nice. They have like I think a bit Baylor Temple Level 1 Trauma Hospital is connected with Connected.
Yes, it
so
is.
You can apply for that. It's a highly ranked hospital. Austin is the capital of Texas. Austin, I would say, is a very competitive place. There's plenty of nurses working in Austin, so the salary rate is lower compared to Northern Texas. So because there are plenty of nurses that you need to compete with. So houses, I guess, would be comparable to Northern Texas. It's also a little bit high. Don't get me wrong, it's a very nice place. Austin is always ranked 2 or 1 or on the top 10 of the best places, best cities to live in the United States. But when you live in a very nice place, the exchange is the salary is lower because there's more competition.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's a good point. So last topic that we're going to be talking about, we've spoken a little bit about the cost of living. I don't know if you want to share anything more just generally about the cost of living, Ivan. and charm? I know we've spoken specifically about that, the housing, but anything about the cost of living in Texas?
I mean, cost of living compared to, I think it's average in Texas, like compared to, because we'll base it from the salary, like right now we won't be able to like actually feel that cost of living because we're working as travel nurses, so we earn a lot right now, but like with our regular salary, I mean, still more than enough to be able to buy anything that you want, Slim said. And in the Philippines, you need to save. You need to be thrifty. Mm-hmm. So the important thing here is you're not rich, but at least you have enough money to buy what you want. So when you want to buy an iPhone, you can just go to AT&T or to T-Mobile. Okay, I'll purchase an iPhone. I said, okay, you work as a nurse. Okay, no problem. Sign right away. I want iPhone 13 Pro Max. So basically, easily get it, man. Unlike the Philippines, it would be difficult. So right now, like inflation wise, so we all know that everything is rising right now. The oil, the gas and oil is rising. So hopefully it's going to get better next year. But as what I've said, the good thing here is you earn a lot. So salary wise, Texas nurses earns the max would be $52 per hour if you are like 25 years and above, and the entry level would be probably 27. So, but still, that's more than enough when you work. You pay your what Chad discussed earlier, pay for your house bill, for your internet, for your electricity, and you still have enough to pay for 3 cars, 4 cars. So of course, we're not like advising you to get.
No, so I'm glad you said that, Ivan, because I think that's just one word of advice from one immigrant to future immigrants, and I know Chan and Ivan would agree with this, is best rule of thumb when you come to the United States, I know everybody has worked so hard and really wants to come here and so excited to get here, but it's really it's really good advice to start low, you know, start small. Don't go out, rush out, buy houses and 3 cars and things like that. You really want to get used to the system. It's very, very different when you come here. There's a lot of adjusting. It can take you 6 months to a year to really feel like at home. Am I right, Chan, Ivan?
That's true.
You live within your means. That's the downfall, actually, of Filipinos here. Like in 2008, wherein they bought BMW, Mercedes-Benz. They bought a house like this when the economy crashed, and they don't have, because they basically live according to their overtime. So they work 6 days a week. So their lifestyle, or that's what I think you need to know about. So their lifestyle, their cost of living is based from their 6 days a week, which is not a regular job. So like you pay for a lot of mortgages that is more than you or beyond your regular job. So when the market crash, you don't have enough salary to pay for your mortgages. Eventually, they sold everything with the property. So I think that's one thing that we need to watch out. Like you live within your means, you need to compute. This is your regular salary. This is what we need to live within.
Yeah, I think that's very sound advice because, you know, America is a consumer economy, as people say. So there's a lot of very exciting, appealing, shiny things to buy. And you've got to be really careful that you don't overextend yourself and get yourself into financial difficulty because you just go out and don't realize how to be financially savvy and how to be financially literate. So it's really important to educate yourself about that. And we've actually done some shows. If anybody's in LaFora, we've actually done some shows on financial literacy. So if you haven't seen that, go back and watch that show because I think it's very worthwhile for any new immigrant. Is there shopping malls in Texas and especially in Temple? There are many shopping malls in Texas. Ivan and Cha, any comment on that?
Cha is nearby all the shopping malls, right?
It's dangerous. A lot of, you know, temptations. Louis Vuitton, like the signature, like brands are all in here. Actually, I've just gone one of the malls in here in Dallas. It's the Galleria Mall. So it's really like a huge one. I can compare it with the malls in the Philippines, actually, like huge kind of mall. It's like I got lost, actually. Yeah, because it's really huge. It is, because it's like an interconnecting mall. Aside from Galleria Mall, there's like Nordstrom Mall. It's like interconnecting to each other. So it's like a long kind of mall with like three or four floors.
Nordstrom is part of Galleria. It's like one of their main stores. Like I think there's like Macy's. Those are the main stores for each mall. But don't get disappointed when you come here, because the malls here are non-comparable to the malls in the Philippines. Philippines is known, are known for malls. So basically, the malls in the Philippines are like 5 to 10 times bigger than malls here. So when you go in a mall here, you will be disappointed. Oh, this is ghost mall. Nobody's here. Like, you don't see people. Like, in the Philippines, they spend their time to go to do a window shopping. So basically, there's too many people in the Philippines. So if you come from the Philippines, you'll definitely get disappointed with the malls here. So, I mean, but that's not one of the things that you came here for. So basically everything is available in online right now. It's Amazon shopping. Yeah, it's no longer mall. It's Amazon shopping.
That is true. That is even more dangerous. I don't know about you, Char, but it might not be the same size as the malls in the Philippines, but it's pretty exciting to go to some of the malls, wouldn't you say?
Probably because I came from like Kentucky, and then the mall there is like, you know, not that too huge. So that's why like I compare back where I came from. It's like when I came in here, like the mall is like I got lost really. So maybe that's because I came from there. So
But for Filipinos, what's famous is the outlet mall.
So outlet mall. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's
we love the outlet mall.
Ivan is right. There's like an outlet mall like near here in my place in Allen, and also like in other like near cities. So they can enjoy those outlet malls.
To give them an idea, an outlet mall is a mall for like what do you call this, like for discounted
brands.
Yeah. Like, so you'll enjoy it. If you come to the United States, you'll enjoy it.
Try and get some bargains. Would you recommend Texas to young families? What would you say to Desiree? Ivan?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I would. Yeah. As I've said, Texas is big. It's bigger. The cities are bigger compared to other states, but it's still laid back. It's so big. So there's still a lot of place for all of you.
Lots of families, lots of wonderful opportunities for families. And
everybody are welcome to come here. Yeah.
How is life different in the USA and the UAE as a nurse, as it is better and less stressful? How would you say is it different in the USA as opposed to the UAE?
Oh, I mean, that's far, far different. I mean, UAE, I mean, you'll get to enjoy the place. Like, the malls are big, like, everything are luxurious, like, sports cars everywhere, Lamborghinis everywhere. But opportunity-wise, it's very far. In UAE, you'll be nurse one, staff nurse forever. I mean, you'll be eventually, promoted, but it would take forever. So, in the United States, everything. This is what I would say. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, in UAE, basically the salary is based from your passport. So when your passport is this and that, you earn more. In the United States, basically, like all are equal. So it doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your passport is. You're going to be paid accordingly, according to what the book says.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also the advantage of direct hire. Kinetics USA offer direct hire opportunities, is where you will get paid the same as an American nurse with equivalent years of experience.
I agree. I got surprised when my friend told me about the good news with Connectics, and he told me, Ivan, is this a good salary? He said, yes, of course. That's equivalent to a local nurse here. He said, go. And I told him, go and get it. Let them process your papers.
Good advice.
See you in Dallas soon.
Yeah, that's very good advice, Ivan, because, you know, at the end of the day, nurses do such a wonderful job and serve so many people, care for so many people. I think that's the one real advantage of America is that, and especially direct hire in America, is that you feel valued and you feel appreciated for the job that you do, because it's not an easy job. Is there an outdoor activities in Texas? Temple specifically, like mountain climbing or or the like? Any comment on that one? I have an option.
Yeah, there's like, yeah. Actually, there's like a lot of like hiking place in here in Texas. It's everywhere. Outdoor, if you're like into sports, there's like bowling, there's like basketball, indoor or outdoor. It's just everywhere. Like what I've said, here in Texas, people are very active ones. They love to like jog, hike. So if you are into those kind of activities, you will love it in here in Texas because it's everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and I think that's also due to the weather. Because it's great weather, it's conducive to a great outdoor lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Texas is plain, so there are not that much mountains to hike. But you can hike in the park, and there's like plenty of lakes to go in if you enjoy outdoor activities. But as I've said, I mean, the good thing here is you can schedule your days off and your days work. And if you want to go mountain hiking, in El Paso, there's like a, but that's far from Temple. So when saying Temple, I guess what you'd find in Temple are basically more on lakes. So, but you can easily go to other states to do mountain hiking. So that's easy to do.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you everybody for watching. Thank you for all the great questions. I know that Ivan and Cha, everybody is so grateful to you for taking your time to share your experience about what it's like living as a nurse in Texas, all of the aspects of living in Texas. Many nurses overseas dream of coming to America. Maybe they've heard about Texas, but really didn't know much about it. So the show today, I think, has been very informative, and we really love the fact that you have paid it forward and helped other nurses today. If you are interested to come to the United States, you can also go to our website and get our free download. This is only from Kinetics USA. This is free information for any nurse that is looking to come to the United States. And it is a guidebook that tells you information on all states and everything that you need to know about coming to live and work, the cost of living, the housing, the laws, the culture, activities, etc. So this is free information, and share that with your friends. Thank you so much. It was a fun hour. Ivan and Cha, really loved speaking to you both today. I know that you've helped so many nurses. Thank you, everybody. Thank you
Happy
for
holidays.
Joining us. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.